62. "They told me when I stopped by the station that you were here," she said.
"What were you doing at the station?" Jesse said.
"I wanted to stop by and say goodbye," she said.
"Where are you going?"
"I'm going to be leaving soon," she said. "Thought I might start in Paris. It's time to be somewhere besides paradise. And perhaps be someone else." She smiled. "Such an odd name for a town, isn't it? Especially when it's so often the opposite of that."
Jesse walked back into Neil's den. Kate followed him.
"I guess this is a way for me to say goodbye to Neil, too," she said. "Have you found what you're looking for in here?" she said to Jesse.
"Nothing even remotely resembling a clue," Jesse said.
"Good old Jesse," she said. "Still a dog with a bone."
"Keeps me out of trouble," he said.
She smiled again. "I was under the impression, Chief, that you frequently go looking for trouble."
Her eyes seemed to take in the whole room at once.
"My husband, the hoarder," she said. "He had a room like this at our house. I still walk in sometimes, even though he cleaned it out, and feel as if the stuff is still here."
"What's going to happen to all of it?" he said, "his stuff."
"I'll eventually put the house up for sale," she said. "I was going to have everything packed into some boxes and put in storage. His only living relative is a half-sister who lives in Hawaii. She's still afraid to fly, even after COVID-19. She can keep what she wants, I suppose, if she ever makes it back." "What specifically were those people looking for when they broke in here?" she said. "And when they broke into my house?"
"Beats me," Jesse said.
She smiled at him again. It was a sad smile, in a room filled as much with sadness as Neil's belongings, but somehow still dazzling, at least to him. "There aren't many things I'm going to miss in this town," Kate said. "But you're one of them, Jesse."
"You know the drill," he said. "Right place, wrong time. Happens to the best of us."
"Do you ever wonder how things could have worked out differently?"
"All the time," he said. It was a lie, he knew, but one that cost him nothing.
She stepped forward now and kissed him lightly on the lips, then put a hand to his cheek.
"I hope you find what you're looking for, Kate," Jesse said. Another smile.
"I was about to say the same thing to you," she said. She left him standing there in her late husband's den.
Another one that got away, Jesse thought. By now, there were enough of them to form a conga line.